Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. We are continuing the halachas of Dosh, but we are specifically talking about the sugya of risuk shelag, which means squeezing out the snow for the liquid. Now, we spoke last time, there were three different shittas, and we spoke the third shita was a sefer truma, which the mechaber, according to Shulchan Aruch, there is no Indian to be machmir on that at all. He does not hold of that shita of noilad. But the Rama holds that there is the isser of noilad, which means you're not allowed to take something that's frozen or congealed and put it near a source of heat or in the sun in order to make it into liquid, to melt it into liquid. That's also to do on Shabbos because of Isser of Noilad. And the Rama says, you should be machmer like this, but b'di'eved, well, makam tzairich, it's mutter to do this, but makam tzairich. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, if you need, there's a tzairich to have that liquid. For example, you need power of a milk, you need a coffee very badly, and it's frozen. So you're allowed to put it near the heat in order to melt it, because that's a makam tzarech, even though the chatchila shouldn't do that, you should have took that before Shabbos, but you forgot. Now it's a tzarech, so you're allowed to put that near a source of heat, but you have to be careful that it shouldn't be in a place where it comes to bishul. That means you're now allowed to put this on top of the crock pot, because there, if it would stay long enough, it would become bishul, even though I'm going to take it off before, but like we spoke out when we learned tuchas bishul, any place that could come to bishul, you're not allowed to put it there for a small amount of time. So therefore, if you want to melt this power of a milk, you could put it next to the crock pot in a place where it never would get so hot, but the heat is enough to melt it. That would be mutter b'malkim tzarech to do on Shabbos. Now, there is a machlokes that if you are machmer for the sefer tshuma, what's the halacha taking it out of the freezer and letting it melt in regular temperature, room temperature, not putting it near a source of heat? Is that mutter or aser? So it's a big machlokes of the Heintiger Paiskim. The Shevet Halevi holds that's mutter. He says the whole issue is only putting it near a source of heat. There, that's called I'm making noilad biyadayim. But if I take it out and put it into a room temperature, that's not called noilad. But others argue and hold, look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Parakut Ois Gimel. He holds even taking it out and putting it into the room at room temperature, that's also also even though he did not put it into the sun. So therefore, Allah Chalamaisa, the Archa Shabbos is passing like this, that if you put ice into a ka'ara, an empty ka'ara, you put ice into an ice bowl, and it all melted and turned into water, you're allowed to drink the water, because b'di'eved, you could be soymich on those shittas to hold it. You didn't do any mice, you just put it on the table. Some say, he says, you should not drink it if it's not a makam tzarech. 2 days it brings. But if there's a tzarech, then you're not allowed to drink it, you're allowed to put it near a source of heat in order to melt it, to go quicker, because that's a tzarech. Now, this goes for the same thing for frozen milk, he speaks out. And this whole halacha of the Sefer Truma that you have to be machmir for melting, for noilad, for melting a liquid, is only if something that's supposed to be a liquid. For example, frozen milk or frozen power of milk, you want to melt that. Or something that was congealed that's supposed to be a liquid, and you're making it into noilad. But something that's a oichel, and it's a shame oichel, even after it gets melted, that would be fine, even though it got softer. For example, you had a frozen piece of meat, and now you put the meat in near the source of heat, and it got softer. That's not called noilad because it's still oichel. It's even ice cream that got soft. You want to take the ice cream out of the freezer to let it soften up a bit. That's not an issa of noilad. You're not turning the ice cream into liquid. It's still staying ice cream, just becoming a soft ice cream. That is partial that that's mutter legamri because that's not going to the issa of noilad.